In our previous episodes, we talked about the division of the land of Israel in the future when Mashiach comes. No longer will the tribe of Levi be excluded. We also explained that's because the tribe of Levi will no longer have to be excluded, as everybody's occupation will be entirely spiritual. And owning a portion of land will not get in the way of that spiritual pursuit and service. The Rebbe takes it even further. Isn't it strange that the land of Israel, apportioned amongst the Shvatim, the tribes, would have the number 13 when the tribes are 12? The Gemara, of course, deals with this and asks, if we have Levi and we don't have Ephraim and Manasseh, why is it that it's 13? And the Gemara answers that one portion goes for Mashiach himself. The question, however, remains, why is it that the Torah emphasized the concept of Yud Gimel? And the Rebbe suggested that the notion of Yud Gimel, 13, represents the idea of Echad, oneness. The word Echad, Aleph, Ches and Dalet, has the numeric, the gematria equivalent of 13. We read earlier that the Pasuk speaks about the division of the land of Eretz Yisrael, metaphorized or represented by the gates going into Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe points out that the Lashon HaKosov, the language of the scripture of the Navi Yechezkel, is Sha'ar Reuven Echad, Yehuda Echad, Sha'ar Levi Echad, and so on and so forth. We emphasize the concept of oneness. Furthermore, the Torah, the Navi says, Zoysa Oretz HaShatapilu, this is the land that will fall to you, Benachla. And then it finishes off, Pasuk Chavtes, verse 29, ends with the words, Ve'elu machla koysam nu'um Hashem Elikim. And this is the way it will be divided by Hashem Elikim. The Gemara says, on this very idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek lehem ba'atzmai. Not as previously, where there was a Kohen Gadol and a Nasi involved in the division of the land of Israel, but here it will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the Rebbe says, "B'pnimius hanyanim," from a mystical perspective, what we're really being told is as follows. The divisions amongst the Jewish people are ultimately artificial. Really and truly, all of us will be elevated into a common closeness to Hashem. And just as the tribe of Levi won't be different than others, because everybody will have the same common spiritual pursuit, the kind of achdus, the kind of oneness that will permeate all of Am Yisrael will be unparalleled and unprecedented. And that represents the essence of the coming of Mashiach, a time in which the disparities melt away and all of us are involved in total achdus, oneness with each other and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'mheira, ubi amenu, amen.